honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hello, hello, everybody. I'm Andrea Donsky, and Lisa Davis, my beautiful co-host, is not here today, so I will be hosting solo. But today's guest makes it very easy. We have the awesome Ashley Coff, an internationally renowned registered dietitian who believes better nutrition is simple, and I couldn't agree more. Welcome to the show, Ashley.
Hi, how are you?
I am doing great. How are you?
Well, you know, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. Yeah, doing really well. But you know who isn't doing well? It's so sad. It's like we're, what, 3 weeks into the new year, and I have people who are emailing me that are already feeling like they're failures, you know, as it relates typically to their diet and New Year's resolutions. So I actually was just, I think a couple days ago, put a post on my Facebook page about, you know, as soon as you accept or define yourself as a failure, you like no longer have the option to then be a success. So we got to work on this, right?
Exactly.
We got to figure out how to do it. So I was excited to get the chance to talk to you about a program that I'm working on. When it came to me by way of the Dr. Oz show, and it was really actually super fun that this year they turned to me and said, you know, we've done, over the last couple of years, we've done in the new year different versions of a kickstart or a jumpstart diet, and we've had great success, but we really want to take it up a notch and figure out what we can do for people to have them, more people succeed, and also really when you define success, which is, you know, they asked me how I define success, and I said it's, you know, a year from now, people having, still being at their goals or continuing to see results if they're still working towards their goal, you know, so it's not about this like weight loss that you find again. So they asked me what was my big thing, you know, and I said, well, first of all, I think the focus on what foods to have and which ones to include and exclude, whereas the biggest, you know, is the place where we go so wrong. And it's really about, you know, the behaviors and the mentality that set us up for success. So what was born out of that, and it's not just my project, it's all the experts that, you know, they're involved with in the medical team, and we created something called the Day Off Diet. And one of the things I love about this, and it's, you know, somebody's worked with patients for 15 years, no matter what, life is going to happen. And whether you choose to have life to happen on a particular day, or it's the day where the snowstorm happens and there's no produce on any of the shelves, just hypothetically, or you know, whatever it is, you know, when life happens, what ends up happening to us, we feel often like failure happens. And so one of the things that has been such a gift these last couple of weeks is actually to talk to people about how to not call yourself a failure and not even perceive a day off that either you take or that happens as a failure. It's really about getting right back on the next day. And this is something I've been doing in my practice for decades. I was doing it as a check or an X mark. And I said, you know, if you have one X mark day in a week, no worries. And an X mark, what defines that is going to be different for so many, you know, for whatever you're working on from a health goal. But that really is it, right? For whatever reason, we're conditioned in our brains many times to start to beat ourselves up when we have, quote unquote, a bad day, right? And so it's just like, why not just turn around and be like, oh, yesterday was a bad day, today could be a good one, you know, that kind of a thing. So it's been really fun. And the other part that's so unique about this program is, and I had a lot of fun with it, you know, I love like the marketing side, but we talked about, in January, people are in different places. You know, we have people who are literally just wanting a little bit of a reboot, like getting back on track. They feel really good about their health, but maybe they put a couple of pounds on or they just don't feel great and they want to do a reboot. And then we have the people who are, you know, have up to about 50 pounds of weight to lose and they really want to do something, but they feel like they've failed on so many things before. And they're our new year, new you. And then we have people that just literally feel like a health hot mess, you know, that they just feel like nothing is working. Whether it's that they have more weight to lose or maybe they really are dealing with some severe medical issues that feel like that's precluding them from their weight loss or their healthy eating, we call that health overhaul. I wanted to call it you're not a health hot mess, but anyway, I got it overruled. So it's a health. So what's also been really fun, and I'm on Facebook literally every day with these people, which has been really awesome for me to see where things are, you know, what people get confused about, et cetera. But we have, you know, 6,000 people in each group answer, you know, on supporting each other, talking about it, you know, really giving feedback, all of this. And my favorite thing is that everybody is as excited about talking about what they're doing on their day off and what they're having. You know, they love to share all those photos, and you feel like, and you know, like you follow Instagram and, you know, you see people. I feel like we've got this whole world of people only like saying, here are the like super awesome healthy greens juice or whatever is that we post, you know. And it's really fun.
And they never post any of the junk food that they're eating, right?
Totally,
I love that you're saying that because, I mean, realistically, what I like about this program is that it's real. And, you know, I talk about that a lot, about being a real mom and trying to do the best I can for my kids. But at the end of the day, they still eat the junk food. So it's all about that balance. And I think that's what it comes down to. So that's why people, and that's why this program is doing so well, is because it allows people to be real.
Right, exactly. And I think the reality of it is, you know, It's the part of basically saying we're no longer going to create a diet for you that means that you have to pull out of your life or feel like a failure when life happens, right? And I think that's the piece that,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Almost any diet would work if you literally just sat at home, prepared everything, ate at the same times, never talked to anyone, never had any interruptions like any of these things, right? So it is that in reality, and it's just, it's been awesome to see, because we've actually had people on the program since, you know, earlier in last year just to see how they were doing, and the results have just been fantastic in that part. So it's funny, but, you know, one of the things that's interesting, I hate that it has to be called a diet, but it is, and that part is okay. But one of the other things is also figuring out how badly you, what I've noticed about people, and if I have one thing to offer as feedback for people thinking about either this program or just where they are, is when you start to feel like, well, I've been following the program, so we do have very specific, like start your day with water with lemon, and then here are some options for breakfast, you know, lunch, and it's really about, you know, getting good nutrient balance, getting adequate protein in, finding healthy fats, choosing, understanding complex carbs, you know, all of these different things.
Making and better decisions.
Yeah, it's just good nutrition, better nutrition. You know, it's given. It's a, we totally know what that is. But then it's interesting to see the dance that we do with certain things. You know, I know it says olive oil on there, but I really love clarified butter. I know it says yogurt, but what about if I want to have this? And I know it says, and so what's been so nice for me is I'm like, you should totally have it on your day off. Like, that's always my answer. You know, I get in there, I'm like, you should totally have this on your day off. You should totally have. And it is interesting, and it's especially women, so I just want to say to all the ladies out there, like, we try to negotiate on our nutrition, you know, and at the end of the day, it's really kind of fun to say there's a day, like, even if you don't go hog wild on that day, there's a day that you can just not care and not think about any of this, but on the other days, it really is hard work, and you do need to do that. And the reason that we've made some decisions about, you know, saying, like, I want you to have this and not have this, is that there really is science and applied nutrition that it also takes the science and then looks at the human factor, and we know what better nutrition is. And so you do have to stick to that the majority of the time. And I think that's another piece that, you know, as we start to have those, you know, somebody was like, well, I know chocolate's a superfood. I'm like, it totally is on your day off, you know, that kind of a thing. So it's been really interesting to see. And I invite anyone, again, it's not my program, it's through the Dr. Oz Show, and you can sign up. And then you can also take a little quiz on Facebook, and it'll put you into the group. And then the group are these private groups that you can ask questions and share information with.
I think that's great, Ashley. I mean, we have only a few seconds left, but do you find, has anybody said that they're having a hard time from their day off when they actually have to go back on their day on?
Yes, great question. Yeah. The number one thing, do not weigh yourself the morning after your day off. And the other thing is to recognize that it can be very difficult. And so one of the things that we do on Facebook is really support you in getting back on. And then also just saying there might be a day, you know, there could be a week where life happens and you had 2 days off. You know, maybe you got sick or something like that. It's still worth getting back on. You know, so the program is designed with 1 day off. But again, like, things happen, and it's just about sticking with it. So this year is all about continuity, putting in the effort more often and seeing the results from them.
Well, I love it. And hats off to Dr. Oz and his team. Hats off to you, Ashley, for being a part of it. You can learn more about Ashley Coff at her website at ashleycoffapproved.com. And you can follow her on Twitter at Ashley Coff. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Stay well. Stay well.